Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Corja, who's forged guitar out on shot, our Capital Irish Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Finbar Murray, and today we're bringing you the usual mix of news, sport, and what's happening in the area. And of course, we'll have a few tunes along the way as well. So here we are. We are pretty much in the middle of November and still waiting for spring to kind of lead into summer, get a bit of consistency in our weather. We've had a few false starts, but hopefully one of these days we'll actually break out into some good sunshine. But let's start the show with a song, so let's have a listen to something a bit upbeat.
I'm finding it hard not to stay. I want to touch you everywhere.
Sophie Doyle Ryder there with Falling From Hell. Just looking at what's coming up in Wellington over the next couple of weeks, one of the things I wanted to mention was that Dara Brian is coming to Wellington. He is playing St. James Theatre on the... One second. He is playing St. James Theatre on Thursday, November 23rd. I think there's some tickets still available for that. I'm really looking forward to that show, and we are going to maybe play a little snippet of what you can expect at his show. And like I said, tickets are still available at Ticketmaster. So let's have a listen to some Dara Brian.
a few years since I've been touring. One thing I have, because I'm, you know, you're touring now, you get a little bit older, you're kind of going, what are we going to pass on? What are we going to pass on to the next generation? Like, particularly, what do we teach our kids? Because I'm kind of in the middle of all that at the moment. And I'm not going to give out anyone here who's a teacher or working in schools or the syllabus or any of that stuff. Good stuff. Fantastic. Good for you. One of you out tonight. The rest off marking. It's not the stuff you teach. It's the stuff that we teach, right? I just find it bizarre. The preschool syllabus, the stuff that as parents you're supposed to drum into a kid's head, the stuff from 0 to 3, the stuff that presumably we as a society have decided is the fundamental, the bedrock information that we've got to drum into these kids. That syllabus is unevolved. The amount of effort I put in to teaching animal noises the same farm animal to the same farm animal noise to two children who live in the middle of London, and at no stage is a cow going to wander randomly into the house and then go, oh my God, a cow, baa. I mean, to go, you eat it. It's a cow. We've been training for this situation for years now. Animal noises and ABCs. For those of you either before this or beyond this, ABCs are those big tick page books with one word per page in alphabetical order, and they make perfect sense at the start of the book. Oh, they're magical at the beginning of the book. But when you get to the back of the book, when you start doing the freak letters, you are putting the same amount of effort into teaching words to your children that you as an adult know well they will never get to use as an adult. Xylophone. The hours you spend looking, look at the xylophone, look at the xylophone. Hardly a day goes by as an adult where somebody doesn't go up going, Dara, have you got your xylophone on you? I left my xylophone behind on a bus and I've got a major xylophone-based event coming up this evening. Someday I would like to meet a professional xylophone player just to go, how did you get into the xylophone? In the off chance that they'll go, well, in my house, when I was growing up, the xylophone was just as important as apple, ball, or cat. And I'll go, and is your sister a xylophone player? No, she's an x-ray technician. Because they're the only two words you can use. You can only use xylophone and x-ray. You cannot use the third word beginning with X. What is the third word beginning with X?
Xenophobia.
Well done, chap. Very good. Xenophobia is the third word beginning with X. Xenophobia, the irrational fear of foreigners. I would give anything to have an ABC in which the word for X was xenophobia. Just to turn that page and go, look at those faces. They're different, aren't they, those faces? How does that make you feel inside? You're not sure how it makes you feel inside. You don't know what they want. They want your job.
Just want to kind of look back maybe on the last couple of weeks and what you've actually missed out. We had the Grotta shows. They played two. They played one in San Fran and Wellington, and I think they played the Little Theatre in Lower Hutt as well. I was lucky enough to get along to the show in San Fran. It was a fantastic live show there. Some really talented musicians on display. And one of the other things I wanted to mention recently, and possibly Ailish might have mentioned it on one of her recent shows, is a pop-up Gaeltacht, which was organised by Ailish in the Welsh Bar a couple of weeks back. It was a great opportunity for people to come along and to speak Irish. So there was a section of the bar set aside, and there was a pretty decent group of people in there, probably 30 or so people. And everybody was speaking Irish or you know, using their best use of the couple of focal, and I was surprised that such really good interest in the Irish language. So hopefully we'll see more of those pop-ups happening around Wellington and maybe the Hutt as well. Certainly be keen to support that and to keep the language going. It's obviously a pretty big revival in New Zealand at the moment with Tireo, and it would be great to see parallels with the Irish language as well. So good on you, Ailish, for organising that, and hopefully we'll see more of that in the future. Also wanted to mention that the GAA club, the Wellington Hutt Valley GAA, are organising some kids' Gaelic football, and that is happening on Wednesday evenings in Karori. So there was a message sent out, I think maybe a week or so ago, about registering for interest in that. And you know, it's an opportunity for some of the younger people in the community to have a go at Gaelic football. I don't think there had been much hurling played in the last couple of years. Maybe there's going to be some of that this year if there's an interest, but certainly there was some interest in the last couple of summers of the kind of younger people getting involved in the Gaelic sports, and good opportunity for them to get out and to enjoy one of our national sports. We are going to have another piece of music. So we're going to have a listen here to a song by Ulton Conlon called Hurts Like Heaven. I remember being at Ulton's, I think one of his original album launches some years back in Galway, because I think his sister was working with my wife, so there was obviously a sort of a work and family connection there. But he's gone on to become a very kind of a very well-recognised songwriter, and he's recorded with some big acts like John Martin, and he's shared the stage with people like John Grant as well. So yeah, let's have a listen here to Ulton with Hurts Like Heaven.
Coming out of the cloud with nothing to feel proud about, is our love just a dream? Hold on, let me catch my breath. After each fight we connect in bed, then I go rogue and you stay quiet. We drive that love back deep inside, where our light can shine and our love don't grow. It's me more than you'll ever know. Does my touch leave you cold, babe? I'm still trying to figure you out. What's deep down in your soul, babe? And what your kiss is all about? It does my head in. It hurts like heaven. To call me your guitar fool, beat up and I'm out of tune, singing a broken melody, coming out of the cloud. It's nothing to feel bad about. If I go wild and you go dark, we curse the flame and lose the spark. Where our light can't shine and our love don't grow, all we can say is, I don't know. Do you want my heart? Is it worth the pain? I'm still trying to figure you out. What's deep down in your soul, babe? And what your kiss is all about? It does my head in. It hurts like heaven. On the same lucky star, but my body's tense, sitting on this fence, just wanna jump into your arms, but it's so hard, it hurts like heaven. Where our light can't shine and our love don't grow, hurts us more than it hurts like heaven. Oh, hurts like heaven. Oh, hurts like heaven.
Right, so an important date that you all need to get into your calendars is the Late Late Toy Show. And that is on Friday the 24th of November. So that's next Friday night. Of course, here in New Zealand, it'll be our Saturday morning. And it could be a good opportunity if the kids are up early in the morning. If you've got the small ones around the house, you can probably tune in to... Actually, I'm not sure if it's on the RTE player, if they broadcast the toy show live or not. But it's definitely something that all the kids in Ireland would look forward to, seeing all the toys. It's a bit probably earlier than usual, taking place in November. But I guess it gives people time to have a look and see what's available and get their orders in and get along to the shops, to Smith's or wherever people get their toys these days. So, actually, I haven't actually seen any of the Late Late shows since Patrick Keelty took over, but it'd be interesting to see how that's going. I suppose one of the things making the news in Ireland this week is that RTE has announced a number of layoffs. I think it's quite a large number of people getting laid off this week. Obviously, it's been a busy year for the financial scandals that have rocked RTE. So it's looking to reduce staff numbers by up to 400 over the next two years through voluntary redundancy, looking to save some money, looking to save like about 40 million euro. So obviously there's been a lot of squandering of cash there over the last few years, and of course it's more of a scandal because a lot of that funding is coming from TV license fees as well as the money they make from advertising. So a lot of disgruntled viewers there, but... I suppose one of the things, the staples that people do kind of watch on RTE or shows like The Late Late, and obviously the toy show is one of the big events of the year. So make sure you get that locked in. So what else has happened this week? The government defeated a motion in the Dáil that sought to expel the Israeli ambassador from Ireland. Obviously, Ireland is one of the European countries that has a lot of sympathies with the Palestinian people. And I think there was some controversial statements, I suppose, made by the ambassador towards the Irish president, Michael D. Higgins. And I think that motion was brought by some of the Social Democrats in the Dáil, but it was, narrowly defeated there. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, was visiting, I think he was on a state visit to Israel as well recently this week. And also reading as well that a number of Irish citizens who are living in the Gaza Strip have safely crossed into Egypt, so that's good news to hear. Obviously, it's one of the major news pieces at the moment, so it's fairly divisive in terms of what's been taking place over there. And obviously, there's a lot of parallels get drawn between what's happening there and what would have happened if, for example, the British Army had bombed Northern Ireland through the 70s at the time of the Troubles. There's some, a lot of parallels that people are pointing out. Our thoughts are with the innocent civilians on both sides, and hopefully they can come to a peaceful resolution and hostages get released in the near future without the loss of further human lives. So let's have a listen to our next piece of music. We are going to listen to a song by an artist called Roisin El Sharif. She is of Irish and Palestinian descent. Normally her songs have more of a kind of a dance faster beat, but this is one of her songs, like an acoustic version of a song of hers called Half a Life. So let's have a listen to that.
Maybe time has got a hold on me. Hide is in a place I can reach. Let me down, 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 easy. So much so that we don't speak. If your height is a boat, you'll be the first to leave. Always on your road upstream. You can play by the rules and tie all the ropes. and the heaviest stones always stay afloat. Or we could fall out of love and into your arms. I'm out on the edge and I can't let go. Half a life is all that I'll know, 'cause living without you is no choice at all. Oh, 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 no choice at all. You a little bit more. Keep on forgetting what we're fighting for. So don't you think we should just let this go? 'Cause we're past the point of saving. Oh, don't you know?
The end of our show here today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Don't forget that the Dara O'Brien show is on this week in Wellington, so if you're interested, have a look for the tickets on the Ticketmaster, I think, website it was, and might even see you there. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll play you out with a piece by Fiachna O'Brien with Claire Sands. This song is called Winter Sun. Chat to you soon. Slán. Thank you.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.